top secret papers are now being made public in Scotland, John. Top secret.
Well, that's,
you think they have to do with, what do you think they have to do with? War?
Scottish tax law?
Whiskey, perhaps?
Whiskey secret recipes for whiskey.
Actually, they're about the Loch Ness Monster and how serious this was taken by British officials in the 1930s. New papers reveal that officials there actually reacted and were looking into investigating whether or not there was a real Loch Ness Monster. Gary Campbell from the official Loch Ness Monster fan club offered his reaction.
Absolutely delighted because, I mean, I know it's probably 70 years late, but we've actually got some, you know, government backing and some local authority backing and also some police backing for the fact that the Loch Ness Monster exists.
Colin Blaine, correspondent for our partner, the BBC in Edinburgh. Is there backing among these papers that the Loch Ness Monster exists?
Well, there is evidence that people at the time thought so. People who were saying publicly that they didn't, people like civil servants who were saying there was no problem, but the documents suggest that they were behaving in a different way. They were making sure that if there was a Loch Ness Monster, then they were able to deal with it. And some of them had even drawn up plans to trap the monster and had suggested that, for example, there ought to be observers placed round the loch, and the loch is a big stretch of water. It's 23 miles long, and they were talking about putting people round the loch to watch for the monster to see if there was one. I think the most interesting thing, really, is this letter from the local police chief, written a few years after the fuss blew up, saying that he was in no doubt that a monster existed, a creature did exist in the loch, and he wrote at a time when there was a monster hunting expedition had been set up to go and look for the monster with a harpoon, and he was saying, no, I don't want this to happen. I've been speaking to the monster hunting party and told them not to do it.
Well, you know, what the image that we now have of the Loch Ness Monster is kind of influenced by that fake photograph that was taken. What they were saying the Loch Ness Monster looked like?
Well, in those days, the photograph that you refer to was taken about a year after the big fuss blew up. It all started, really, when a local paper published a report saying the monster had been seen crossing a road and then going into the loch. And then a year later, a doctor published a picture that he'd taken which showed the monster with a long neck. And that came to be the image of the monster which went round the world and which attracts people to Scotland to this day. So it had been a legend for 1,000 years before. And even in Victorian times, people spoke of having seen something in the lake, a serpent perhaps. But this fuss in the 1930s seems to have caught the eye of ministers, civil servants, and even the police.
Colin, you're Scottish, right?
That's correct, absolutely.
What do you think about the Loch Ness Monster? Are you sick of talking about it? Or do you have kind of a fondness for it?
I've got a great fondness for it because I think about all the people who've come to look for it, all the people who say they've seen it. You know, hundreds of people say they've seen it. And, you know, that monster hunting expedition with the harpoon, it went out searching for the monster even though they were told not to. And they didn't catch it, so maybe Nessie is still down there somewhere.
Do you think there's a Loch Ness Monster at the bottom of that 27-mile lake?
Well, there's something in there because there's been lots of photographs of different things over the years, and it's very deep. It's 600 feet deep, 800 in places. There's a lot of water down there. It's been there for a very long time. Scotland is geologically very old. There could be something down there.
Could be something in the murky waters of Loch Ness. Colin Blaine, BBC reporter from Edinburgh.